So we have ensured that the correct incident has been identified and that the investigation team and processes have been followed in accordance with the incident classification. The scene of the incident has been secured and any unnecessary access has been limited. Any injured parties have been accompanied to either the local hospital or the site medical centre. We now arrive at the scene, or you now arrive at the scene as the investigator, and this is where you'll start to gather the necessary facts, data and evidence. This will include the photos, details of witnesses, sketch plans and so on. When you collect your information, it is a systematic and methodical process. Ensure that there is control and structure to what you are doing and that the incident's investigation plan is followed. It is very important to remember that although you need to be systematic in your approach, you need to remain open-minded and observant at all times. Your incident or scene of investigation must be viewed objectively and with an open mind to new possibilities. You cannot enter or approach an investigation with a preconceived idea or opinion in your mind, be it of what took place or what occurred, or of the individuals involved in the incident. Ask questions and take in the scene of the investigation as a whole. This is also why photos and sketches are such a useful source of information. Collect any documentation involved, such as the team's work packs, job cards, daily task instructions and toolbox talks for the days, anything related to the activity or the environment and the team or individuals involved. Analyze the facts, data and evidence for the root cause. When we talk about the root cause, we refer to the underlying problems or underlying problem. This is not what you can see on the surface, but what is unseen. Things such as personal factors, such as physical or mental stresses, motivational levels, lack of knowledge or competency. You can then make the recommendations to the employer and implement the internal findings. You will establish your immediate causes by now, your root cause, and then you are able to use this information to establish or draw up your final conclusions and recommendations. The investigation team all have input into this process, which is why it is good to have a competent, well-informed team that is conversant with the company's processes, policies, and procedures, as well as the incident's investigation and root cause analysis. Draw up the investigation report once the conclusions and recommendations have been drafted and agreed upon, and then when the investigation team also agree upon the remedial actions, the action plan or remedial action plan can then be implemented. This can include things such as the review of policies, procedures and practices, and even include the retraining of management and employees. The report must be submitted to the necessary management and role players, and this will again be determined by your incident classification and your site or organization-specific incident management plan. The post-incident measures must be recorded, reviewed and actively promoted by the employer and the Health and Safety Committee. It is important to ensure that any processes or remedial actions that have been implemented are assessed and reviewed to ensure that they are sufficient to effectively manage or prevent a reoccurrence. This is important. Remember, as you cannot put a measure in place and then just leave it at that. You need to be sure to follow up and to monitor the process. In other words, implement the measures, review the measures that have been implemented to see how they are working, and to see if perhaps improvements need to be made. This can be done much the same as an investigation. Interview the parties directly involved or affected by the remedial actions, as they can help to establish whether or not the measures are effective. This is an ongoing process that requires consultation, so it is important that you do not view an investigation of an incident as a find the problem, fix a problem and move on. It is a process that requires monitoring, consultation, and reviewing to ensure that the measures that have been implemented remain effective.